Lori, if you can make your way up to the stage. So Lori, I think most of you might recognize her voice, if not her amazing, cool vibe. But she is extremely fortunate to have a job doing something she loves, which is working in music, her lifelong passion. She hosts an afternoon music show on KUTX 98.9, Monday through Thursday from 1 to 5, for which she's won 7 Austin Music Industry Awards for Best Radio Personality, all in a row, apparently. She's also been inducted into the Austin Music Industry Hall of Fame. She's the host and producer of KUTX's Austin Music Minute, a segment promoting live music performances in Austin by local as well as nationally and internationally known artists. I'd love to see your collections like compared to each other, your music collections. In addition to her far-reaching broadcast platform, Lori has also made a name for herself as a voice actor. She's been featured on various documentaries, anime series, video games, commercials, and theatrical projects. She's also been in some big screen productions, and she's a creator, host, and co-producer of a podcast, Vampire Sunscreen, in which she asks only one question of her guests. And should I ask that, or are you asking it to Terry?
I could.
Okay, I'll leave consider. That hanging in suspense. But now, enjoy your conversation.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And thank you, Terry. Congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you, Lori. Yes, it's kind of mind-boggling, to be honest. And I'm sure Jeff and Sarah talked about last night's show as the culmination of this 50th anniversary season. It's been quite a road to get here, quite a journey, a fun one, a very hard one, a lot of work involved, a lot of talent bookings and contract negotiations, as Amy can attest.
We have
but
heard.
We made it.
Yes, you've made it, and we've heard so much right now, previously, in just a short amount of time, about all the work that's going on behind the scenes. And I feel especially privileged to know quite a few people who work for Austin City Limits and to have been able to see this in action. Because if you go to a taping, and like myself, if you are an extreme music nerd and somehow you find yourself on the floor, right there where the cameras are, right there where our wonderful photographer is moving like a ninja to capture all the magic himself, it's phenomenal, but it is mind-boggling. You have an incredible team there with you that obviously they've put together their years of experience to give you this awesome thing that you, quite frankly, get addicted to when you're watching it on PBS.
It's a cliche, but it really is a family. It's a team, yes, and there's a lot of hard work involved. And many of the people on this team have been there, been a part of the show longer than I have, which is a long time. And others are relatively new. I mean, we cover decades and generations, but everybody brings their own commitment, their own passion, and their own particular skill set to what they do. And if anyone, I'm sure some of you, at least here in the room, have been to a taping, a show, and it's a treat. There's a certain magic in that room, whether it's in our current home at the Moody Theater or in our original home at Studio 6A on the University of Texas campus. Yeah. But it's two shows in one. Of course, there's the music show on stage, but then there's the magic of capturing that for TV, and not just for TV, but for posterity. I mean, yes, when the show started out, it was a entertainment TV show, a showcase for Austin, Texas music. But now it's become this archive of so much of not just American music, but music from all over the world, preserved for forever.
It, as I said, it's just something that's so easy to get hooked on. And you've made a very important point. I was recently re-experiencing the documentary when ACL turned 40. And one thing that kept coming up again and again, and that I've actually seen when you are putting together episodes, when you are recording these, you really try to bring to the audience and to the artist as well something that feels a lot like their regular show, any show that they would do anywhere. I think that is a huge part of what gives it such a great accessibility. People are falling in love with this because it feels awesome. It feels like you are making the artist feel at home.
Well, that's really what we're doing. Mm. There's no secret to it. as far as what the formula is for our success, how does anything last for 50 years, let alone a music show on TV?